This is Audible.
500 years before the birth of Jesus, a God-realized being named Lao Tzu in ancient China dictated 81 verses, which are regarded by many as the ultimate commentary on the nature of our existence. This classic text of these verses, called the Tao Te Ching, or the Great Way, offers advice and guidance that is balanced, moral, spiritual, and always concerned with working for the good. I have reviewed hundreds of translations of the Tao Te Ching. In this book, I have written 81 distinct essays on how to apply the ancient wisdom of Lao Tzu to today's modern world. This work contains all 81 verses of the Tao, compiled from my researching of 10 of the most well-respected translations of this text, which has survived for more than 25 centuries. Each of the 81 chapters is designed for actually living the Tao, or the Great Way, today, and concludes with a section called Do the Tao Now. I spent an entire year reading, researching, and meditating on Lao Tzu's messages, practicing them each day, and ultimately writing down these insights as I felt Lao Tzu wanted you to know them. This is a work to be read slowly, one verse a day. As I say, this is a book that will forever change the way you look at your life. And the result will be that you'll live in a new world aligned with nature. Writing this book changed me forever. I now live in accord with the natural world and feel the greatest sense of peace I've ever experienced. I'm so proud to present this interpretation of the Tao Te Ching and offer you the same opportunity for change that it has brought to me. Change your thoughts, change your life. Living the wisdom of the Tao Te Ching. Preface. Progress is important without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. George Bernard Shaw. Change your thoughts, change your life, is the end product of my year-long journey of research, contemplation, and application of the Tao Te Ching, a book of wisdom that's been translated more than any volume in the world, with the exception of the Bible. Many scholars consider this Chinese classic the ultimate discourse on the nature of existence, and it continues to be a valuable resource for achieving a way of life that guarantees integrity, joy, peace, and balance. I recently read about someone who overcame life-threatening addictive behaviors by reading and rereading the 81 verses of this ancient text. Just imagine, in fewer than 100 short pages, it describes a way of living that's balanced, moral, and spiritual, and that works for all facets of life on earth. Legend tells us that the Tao Te Ching was authored by Lao Tzu, a prophet who was also the keeper of the imperial archives in the ancient capital of Luoyang. Seeing the continual decay during a period of warring states, Lao Tzu decided to ride westward into the desert. At what is called the Hangku Pass, a gatekeeper named Yin Si, knowing of Lao Tzu's reputation for being a man of wisdom, begged him to record the essence of his teachings. Thus, the Tao Te Ching was born out of 5,000 Chinese characters. In all of my reading on the origins of the Tao Te Ching, I never found a definitive historical record of its writing. Yet today, it survives in thousands of versions in virtually every language. In fact, after reading this classic text one morning and then taking in a different interpretation that same afternoon, I was hooked. I ordered more translations, five of which were quite old and five of which were more modern. Since neither Lao Tzu nor the origins of his verses are historically certain, I was fascinated by the different ways the 5,000 characters were interpreted by scholars in the editions that I studied, especially when you consider that many of these ancient Chinese symbols are no longer in use and invite differing translations themselves. I then felt called upon to write an essay for each verse that showed its valuable wisdom applied to the 21st century. From those 10 translations I'd gone over, I pieced together the 81 passages in Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, based on how they resonated with me. This book is my personal interpretation of the Tao Te Ching, each verse of which gave me an insight into life and nature. As you read on, know that these pages were pasted together from what I personally felt were the most useful aspects of those 10 different translations I studied. And I apologize for any exclusions or if the inclusions don't seem to be a perfect fit. One of the many gifts of the Tao Te Ching is its mind-stretching quality, especially in the way that Lao Tzu uses irony and paradox to get you to look at life. If you think that being forceful is the appropriate response, Lao Tzu urges you to see the value in being humble. If action seems called for, he asks you to consider non-action. If you feel that grasping will help you acquire what you need or want, he counsels you to let go and be patient. And just what is this thing called the Tao, spelled T-A-O? As we're told in the first verse, to name it is to lose it. So here's the best that I can come up with. The Tao is the supreme reality, an all-pervasive source of everything. The Tao never begins or ends, does nothing, and yet animates everything in the world of form and boundaries, which is called the world of the 10,000 things by Lao Tzu. Commentaries on the Tao Te Ching generally interpret Tao, T-A-O, as the way, T-E, as the shape and power, that is, how the Tao manifests, and Ching as book. Every translation I read referred to the Tao as the way with a capital W, and T, T-E, as adding light or color to the way. Well, as I look at the name I've carried with me for over 66 years, Wayne Dyer, I realize what may have attracted me to studying and writing these essays. As you can see, the first three letters of my name make up the word way, while a dyer, D-Y-E-R, is one who adds light or color. It's no wonder why I've been so totally involved in reading, writing, interpreting, and most significantly, putting into practice these 81 verses in my own life. In The Wisdom of China and India, Dr. Lin Yutang states, quote, "If there is one book in the whole of Oriental literature which should be read above all others, it is, in my opinion, Lao Tzu's Book of Tao. It is one of the profoundest books in the world's philosophy," unquote. As you read Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, you're going to find your way through Lao Tzu's mystical and practical philosophy, along with the joy of applying it to your life in today's modern world. Writing this book was a complete surrender to ideas that didn't always seem to fit a linear, rational approach. And it has changed me in a way that's like the Tao itself, unexplainable and unnameable. Once I knew that I'd be spending a year on this project, its creation came about in the following way, which I have journaled here for you. I awake before 4 a.m., I meditate, consume juices and